Welcome to Joy of Business with host Simone Millicis, a dynamic business leader with a difference. Simone has founded and operated many businesses from a young age and has always done business differently. Today, Simone is the worldwide coordinator of Access Consciousness and travels the world presenting Joy of Business programs using access tools and empowering people to know that they can create business in a different way and make money doing it. Simone Millicis, weekly on OM Times Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Joy of Business. OM Times Radio Station. I'm hoping that I'm actually online right now. We got cut off. I'm down in Taupo in New Zealand at the moment, and just rang up, and then the internet connection went dead. Oh my goodness, Jonas, are you there?
Yes, I'm
awesome.
Here.
Awesome. Talk about last minute.
Hey.
So let's. And the funny thing is, today's title of the show is Never Give Up, Never Give In, and Never Quit. So there you go. We're not giving up, we're not giving in, and we're never going to quit. So we've got myself, Simone Millicis, Joy Business radio host, and we've got Mr. Jonas Simpson. So, Jonas.
Yay!
So you've been on here before. We've read your bio before. You're awesome. Work with you all the time, so it's like, how did I get so lucky? And you're actually in New Zealand at the moment too. You're in Auckland, so just in case you didn't know that, I'm telling you that. How does it get any better than that? So
I think it's a miracle. It's early morning and we have New Zealand internet and I'm on.
I know.
Two really great reasons.
Yes, I know. I know. I will say, I'm not that I love New Zealand. It's beautiful, a gorgeous country, great people, everything. But their internet has a little to be desired. So, countries I've been to. So, anyway, how does it get any better than this? We are not quitting. We're not giving up. So, never give up, never give in, never quit. And it's like, what does that mean to you, Jonas?
To me, that truly means that, you know, we sort of all have, we can have bad moment or you know, even a bad day or a half bad day, but we never take that to the next level when it comes to quitting. We just realize, okay, so this didn't go exactly as I wanted today, but that doesn't mean that we're gonna quit. There's just something that didn't go as it could, or even it didn't go as I expected it to go, but we keep on going because somewhere there is a way for this to work. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about throughout this show too is just realizing how many places we have that we do go to quitting. Because it's like every time you go to doubt, every time you go to judgment, every time you go to a place of, you know, this is not possible, every time you know, you're too tired, any justification that you have in place is when you actually start to quit. And so what we're talking about is, you know, never give up. And it's like, what if you never gave up? What if you had a business your life and it's like you never gave up what was available and what you could actually choose next?
And then for me, we also have this, this whole part of where you sort of, you wake up in the morning and you know where you're going, but you know that you want to create more. You have that desire. You know that you want to have more in your life, whatever that is, if it's money or fun or whatever it is. And still, some days it might not go there, but you know where you're going. And just because it doesn't go according to your expectations the same day, that fast forward in that direction, it doesn't mean that you give up. You just maybe you have downtime for 2 hours and then you do something again or whatever it might be, but you just don't use all the reason and justifications to sort of give up and quit.
Exactly. Excellent. I was looking for these notes that I have from my, they're actually from the Joy of Business classes that I do. And I knew that I had some processes and some notes on it. So, and I just found them.
And I know that I am speaking with one of the most tenacious people on the planet, probably, which is a pleasure to have around, because if you do have a bad day, you can always just tap into that, or you can call your friend, and you will not be tenacious anymore, or you will not be hesitant or doubting anymore. This is awesome. So what is it for you?
Well, okay. So the funny thing was, this morning I woke up, and obviously, and I came out of the shower and I said to Brandon, my partner, I was like, oh my goodness. I said, it's big. Who does it belong to today? Now, who does it belong to is one of the tools that we talk about in Access Consciousness, which basically it's like, you know, any thought, feeling and emotion that you have, if you ask a question, ask who does this belong to, 99.9%, even if not more, it's not yours. So if it lightens up, it's not yours. And I woke up this morning feeling like I'd been hit by a Mack truck, and it's like my body felt so sore, my head felt like it was throbbing, and I'm jumping in the shower. Luckily, this is 8 o'clock in the morning here, not 6 a.m. like at home, to do this radio show. And I said to Brandon, I feel really depressed. And it's like, but I'm smart enough and I've used the access tools long enough to know that none of it is mine. So, but there is that place where, say, this morning I could go, oh wow, I feel really depressed, my body hurts, I'm really tired. You know, all I need to do is sort of go back to bed and quit, basically. Rather than I'm like, okay, this is not mine. And it's like, then I started to look at my life, which I have created an awesome life. I love it. And just, you know, realize too how I become complacent in certain areas and was like, you know what? Even complacent.
edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the blue collar goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into OM Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Okay, I'm going to try this again. I think that we're on now, and I would love it if someone would text us, Skype us back to see if we are on here, because we've been talking away. So, hi out there, everybody. Jonas and I have been talking away on our Skype thread, and we just realized that we didn't think that OM Times was actually on our Skype thread. And we said some really awesome, profound things, but we're not going to quit and we're not going to give up. So, Jonas, I'm going to send you this process. Run this process for me, that would be great, while I just Skype chat and find out some more information here and talk away about what we've been talking about, because it's been awesome.
It has been awesome. So if you have missed, we have been talking about really profound. We've really been talking about quitting, not giving up, and
we have a great process to support you in all of this. So let me read it. What have you made so vital about creating the absolute and total necessity of quitting that keeps you from creating the creative capacity of a creative world beyond this reality? Are you choosing? And everything that is transitive, will you destroy an cradle?
Right on, good. Part on my shorts for it's in the I can be your pod pocket. So I think we might be back on now. So it's my 6:26. How does it get any better than this? But we're not getting any response from anyone at on time. So I don't know, Jonas, if we're just talking to the wind at the moment or if if we're actually on the radio station. We will soon find out when it goes to the half past hour. So anyway, so let's go over some of the stuff that we were talking about that apparently nobody's heard because it was brilliant. And I was thinking we should probably do a pre-record about this subject anyway, because it's a huge subject. And it's like, the thing is,
it is,
there's so many places that people, one of the things I really wanted to tell you all, which I think we've been cut off twice for now, is the places where you do become like, you think, oh, give up as in like, you know, oh, good, we just got word from our team that we're back on. So it's like you give up in the places of, well, I can't do that, I'm not good enough. You know, you've got these judgments, justifications for why you're not going to do something. But it's those places that you think that you're just, you know, happy, or complacent was the word that I was using, when you become complacent with your lifestyle rather than actually asking for something more to show up. And one of the things that we were talking about was, I said that if we were, you know, last night I was asking, it's like if people in the world would be, I have a feeling we just went off internet again. Can you hear me, Jonas? Jonas? Okay, so I think that I sound like a robot, so.
You did for a while. It was pretty sexy, though.
Was it? Okay, awesome. How does it get any I must say that the level of allowance one has to have for internet connection in New Zealand, and this is quite interesting. I wish we'd done a pre-record, because this is, like I said, a great topic. So what is your reason to quit? And it's like, what justification have you given yourself to quit? Everything at that is times a godzillion where you're just trying to create it. All right, not good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Have you decided that because you have a family that you have to quit? Have you decided that, you know, wow. Okay, so it's not even good sound that people can hear. I think, did we just lose each other again? Off to a break, and we're back. So we'll talk to you after the break.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I've tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Joy of Business. I just think this is hysterical because the topic of our show is never quit, never give up. And it's like, and we are still keep going. So even though I think we've been thrown off internet and Skype now for, I think it's we're probably over five times. So how does it get any better than that? Skype is reliable until it's not, is what I would say. So, and the fact that we do get to travel all over the world, we're in different places all the time. And we've got like, I've got three different forms of internet set up here and they've all, but hey, it's going to keep going. So my question.
I would say that's a really great example on how we never give up, because obviously we're going for it over and over again for this show, but also we are traveling all the world and we have conferences and meetings and radio shows and interviews all the time while we are traveling. And we sort of within the team, we all found this situation of where there was way too many times that internet gave up on us. So we all actually got ourselves phone numbers that we could call international with. That's just an example of, okay, we're not giving up. We're still going to do this and we're going to find a way.
Which is true, because it's like, okay, asking questions. Because as we do travel all over the world, like, and it was, okay, so what do we need to change here? What do we need to add? Because, like you said, our phones, we need to be in contact with each other. So it's like, you know, the US offers a great system. so we all have US phones, like, and we live all over the world. So, but it's interesting, Jonas, because I see that people have so many reasons to quit rather than, like, actually succeeding. And it's like, let's talk about the succeeding side of it. Because if you didn't quit and you didn't give up, and it's like, what would happen if you were hugely successful? It's like I see so many people that we work with, like, you know, in our classes or clients and stuff like that, that have such a huge judgment of what would happen if they were successful. And it's like, you know, would you make too much money? Have you decided that people wouldn't like you for you? And it's like, would you be ridiculed? And it's like, how many lifetimes have you been successful and then you decided that you would never, ever, 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 ever have that again? For whatever reason and justification that there is. So everything that is, and everything in any lifetime that you've decided that you would be better off if you quit, if you remained small, were you destroy and uncreate it? Times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Because if you're not willing to receive what that success would look like, you obviously will have to create a reason and justification to quit. And you also have to create a way to quit and give up that. And I wonder how much time we're spending of creating good ways to quit and give up that still doesn't look like you were wrong.
Ah, nice. So it's like the avoidance. It's like, it wasn't my fault. And it's like, I had to quit because of blah, 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 because of the weather, because the internet kept going out. Because of somebody else. And it's like, so that's like that goes into the place of blaming others rather than being like, okay, so what would I create no matter what? So how many things are you avoiding? So what if you looked at for today and it's like, have a look at, like, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, get a piece of paper and pen or your phone, whatever it is, and ask, like, be willing to be really truthful with yourself and brutally honest and write down, how many things did I avoid today? Now, if you write them down, this is not about judging yourself, okay? But if you write them down, it's like, how many things did I avoid today? Where did I quit? And be like, okay, so what if I could change that? What if I never avoid anything again? Look at each one of those and run the clearing process. Like, okay, everywhere I avoided this, everywhere I avoided making phone calls today, or I avoided, you know, seeing a client or making a sales pitch or whatever it is in your business that you have to do to create. It's like pocket pod everywhere that you went into avoidance today and you quit and you gave up rather than create. And then ask, okay, so tomorrow, what would it look like if I was in creation mode all day? If I just created. And there's no wrongness in creation. It's like you don't have to get it right with creation, which is a whole other topic. And it's like, and you can't be wrong. It's like you can create something, choose it, and choose again, another 10-second increments, which is one of the tools that we talk about in Access Consciousness. It's like choosing in 10 seconds. So creation is never ending. And it's like you cannot create when you're judging. And you sound like a robot at the moment, Mr. Jonas. I'm wondering if I sound like a robot.
Oh.
So.
No, you're okay now.
Oh, you're okay now too. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that just I really.
Okay, you are a robot now. So, and I know that you've
just
got,
because other people don't think there's another way. It's.
Okay, I can hear what you are saying is going to be really great, and it's sort of cut out. So do you want to try again, Jonas?
I do want to try again. I'm going to try to talk in the pace that New Zealand internet can deliver. So I do see how many times we do buy into other people's points of views because they don't think there is another way, or even because the person you are working with or working in front of point of view that they want to project at you that, I'm sorry, there is no other way. That's when you need to stop buying into other people's points of views as more valuable than yours.
Hmm. So how do you see that working in the workplace?
If you know.
Oh, Jonas, I so think you're saying wonderful stuff and you are turning into a robot.
That would say to create something together. So let's say you are in the workplace and you're working with a colleague. Can you hear me now?
I heard you when you say,
I think you can.
I heard you. Yes, I heard you when you say, can you hear me now? But everything else you were talking about, we could not hear. But so go ahead, see if you can try again.
So let's say you're in a workplace and you're working with a colleague on a project, and you have a knowing that there must be a better way. There must be another way. There must be something else we can do. But the other person does not believe that or agree with you or think so. Then that's when you need to go, okay, I know what I know. Don't buy into that person's point of view and keep on asking questions about what other ways there are. And it's not about getting the other person on board with what you know. They will, when you have found something or changed something, just keep on going for it, because you will find a way if you.
Exactly. And you know what? And no matter where you are in the workplace either, if you are actually like, you know, if you're the boss, if you're the manager, if you're the leader, you're the reception. Have I lost on times? I have no idea. Nobody's getting back to us on that end. How does it get any better than this? Anyway. Anyway, so I'll keep speaking, even if I'm talking to the wind. So, but I don't think, anyway, blah, 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 blah. Questions absolutely rock. And it's like, you know what, you'll get anything from, things can change. Anything can change. If you're not willing to, if you're willing to not give up and you're willing to never quit, then it's like you can actually change anything. And the interesting thing is there's a, with this, and it's like there's a place where you are creating your life and it's like you're creating your reality. It's like you're actually committing to your life by not willing to give up. And it's like by not willing to give up, by not willing to quit, okay? So it's like what choice would you have to make to commit to your life? It's because your life is not somebody else's life. This is not a dry run. This is not the place where it's like, oh, I'll get it right the next time, or I'll wait till next year, I'll wait till next month. And it's like, how many of you are waiting, playing the waiting game? I know I studied a book at school called Waiting for Godot, and it's like Godot never shows up. And this guy is waiting for Godot the entire book, and he never shows up. And it's like, so how many people are you waiting for? How many opportunities are you waiting for? How many, you know, people are you waiting for to show up that will create your life rather than you creating your life? So if you were choosing your reality, what would you choose? And what choice would you make to commit to your life? Now, this is... because it's like, you know, what choices can you make to commit to your life? And not based on exclusion, not based on choosing against someone. I mean, you see kids do that with parents all the time. I'm choosing this, you know, and it's done from this fight, not from a, hey, I'm choosing this because this is going to work for me. So choosing for you does not mean choosing against somebody else, okay? So even though you grew up like that, I will choose against my parents. I remember I was talking the other day to someone about playing the piano. And I was playing the piano, and I used to play the piano when I was a kid, and I gave up because my parents wanted me to play. So I did that resistance thing of going, well, I'm not going to play the piano because you want me to play. And it's like, I loved playing the piano, and now I can't remember squat. So it's like, that was not choosing for me. That was choosing against somebody else. So everywhere that you chose against someone else instead of choosing for you, where you destroy and uncreate it. Times of Godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, but all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. I think we have Mr. Jonas back just in time for the break almost.
Don't ever choose against anyone. It will kill you.
So if you were choosing your reality, what would you choose? So please look at this, because if you're committing to your life, you're not giving up, you're not quitting. And it's like you're committing to your life, and your life can be anything. It's like you can create anything. I know my mother always used to say to me, oh, you're so lucky. It's like, it wasn't luck. It's like, I chose to create my life the way it looks now. I chose to travel overseas for years on end. I chose all the jobs that I choose. I choose every single moment of my life. So are you choosing that? We'll be back really soon, and we're hopefully sticking around for the last segment with Jonas Svensson and Simone Millicis on the joy of business.
The best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Monica, and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Know what to do, just can't figure out how to fit it all into your busy life? It doesn't have to be that way. Hi, I'm Alan Baysford from Seamless Life. Join me every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio and learn the how of conscious living. Let me and my guests help make your life seamless.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hey, everybody. Hey. Miracles have occurred, and I think you're back with Simone Millicis and Jonas Svensson on The Joy of Business. How does it get any better than that?
Is it?
Exactly. And the topic is never give up, never give in, never quit. And we haven't. We've stuck to our guns, and we haven't quit. We have kept going. So how does it get any better than this? So I was talking about creating when you got cut off, Jonas. I was talking about, you know, the place of actually committing to your life as well, and creating your reality is creating your future as well. And it's like, how many of you give up and quit in order not to create the future that you know is possible? Because you get like these wisps and whispers of a future. You know, you get these little, well, you know what? There's so many places I find that you go when you go, oh, I knew that was going to happen. What if you knew way more than what you've been willing to acknowledge? Like, you're willing to go, oh, I knew you were going to, you know, call. You're willing to acknowledge someone phone call, you know, giving you a phone call. What if you're willing to acknowledge the whispers of the future that have a far greater level of possibilities available for you? What if you're willing to acknowledge that and ask, what is my future? And everything it doesn't allow you to acknowledge those whispers of the future and all the possibilities, because it's where the possibilities sort of meet those potentialities to create a totally new reality for you. You know, when you make these choices in life and it's like, bam, and it's like your life changes. And it's like, you know, I mean, if you've got a partner or a new business or a new possibility shows up, and it's like those possibilities meet the potentialities, like I said, and create a new reality. And it's like, how many new realities have you given up on? Have you quit? And it's like, doesn't that sound boring? It's like, would you be willing to give up the boredom of your life and actually step into the adventure of living? The adventure of creating a new reality every single day. No matter how many judgments, how many projections, how many expectations, you know, separations anyone has of you, it's like destroy and uncreate everything that that is, because that is an absolute load of crap. Time's a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds.
I love how you go, absolute load, total load of crap.
Well, it is. I mean, the amount of times I see people stop themselves based on somebody else, and it's like, I'm sorry. And it's like, why would you choose that? That's making somebody else's point of view or somebody else's life more valuable than yours.
I know, it doesn't make sense. And I also, I also like this whole energy of what, sort of like, let's say you're working on something and then you sort of don't know anymore. That is not the same as it doesn't work. Or when you walk around and you just get this really fast fragment piece of information in your universe, you just see something really quick. It goes so fast, probably most of the time. Yeah, that was probably not real anyway. But those are the things that is your knowing in action. And actually, it's something that is possible. You just need to keep on asking questions, be tenacious, and create something that goes towards that direction.
Yeah. And it's also, it's not as though, because people always look at the future as something that is not here. And it's like, yes, that's not true. And it's like, future possibilities are here. And it's like, but you have to create the here and the way to get there by choosing your reality. So each choice that you make today creates that future. Your future possibilities are here, okay? And every time you give up, every time you quit, it's like every time you go to doubt, every time you go to judgment, it's like you stop the amount of future possibilities that can show up. It's like the universe is abundant, and the universe is just like, come on, let's play. And every single time you go to that place, whatever it is of quitting, of avoiding something, judging, doubting, everything that that is, you stop the future possibilities that can show up. So everything that that is, and this is not about going to judgment of going, oh my goodness, I've been doing that. So right now, everywhere that you've done that, let's destroy and uncreate it. Times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And if you were choosing your reality, what would you choose? If you were creating future possibilities that are actually here now, what could you create today? What could you change today? And what could you choose today? And everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive it as destroy and uncreate it. Right,
yes.
Wrong, good and bad, pock and pod, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. How does it get any better than that?
How does it get any better than that? And we might want to add this small piece too. Like when you do have that, you know, knowing an energy of like something is possible and then it doesn't show up to the morning after when you wake up. That does not mean that it doesn't work. You have to be aware of that. Sometimes there is a little bit of time frame for the universe to rearrange everything so this can actually show up in existence.
Exactly. And it's like I see people do that all the time. And it's like I've got a great story in my book, Joy of Business, which you can buy on Amazon. And I've got a book club going at the moment too. It's once a month. We've done two of them already. Which is quite cool. I've got it translated in 6 different languages. So including English, it's in 7 languages. And one of the stories in the book is about, it's called The Lemon and the Orange Tree. And this is a classic example of what people do. And it's like, you know, if you think of a business of someone having, you know, they're going to make orange juice. So how they're going to make orange juice, and they're starting right from the beginning and they've got their business plan and they're doing all of that. And they've bought all of these seeds. And they plant all the seeds and they're growing, they're watering them, they're talking to them, they're planning their whole orange juice business of how amazing it's going to be, you know, picking up clients, doing all of that, getting everything in order. And then the trees start to grow and they get taller and taller and taller. And then, oh, it's like the fruit starts there, lemons. And then most people go, oh, that didn't work, and they'll chop down the lemon trees and go, well, I failed. And it's like, you know, that didn't show up the way I thought it was going to show up, etc. And they destroy their entire business rather than something completely different showed up. Now you have lemons. What are you going to create? What are you going to do? And it's like, what if you created a business based on lemons? And then you could add something else in. So it's like everywhere that you've gone to the quitting and the giving up because something doesn't show up the way you think it should, because nothing ever shows up the way you think it should. Truth, where you destroy and uncreate it, right and wrong, good and bad,
yes.
Pot all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Now you can make lemonade. And if you're in the US, you'd make great lemonade because they have awesome lemonade in the US.
that is so funny that you thought about lemonade, because I think that instead of doing orange juice, you now can do really good gin and tonics with lemonade. But okay, we just have different perception on that. What possibilities showed up with that? But
there are so many possibilities in business. It's not even funny. I mean, so you have the lemons. It's like, okay. Then you've still got this whole business plan for oranges. So what do? You go find someone with oranges, or you plant something, you buy more land. It's like business is about continuously asking questions, and it's continuous change. And you've got to be willing, excuse me, to make those changes and make those choices. Choices and change. And it doesn't mean that you're fickle. I mean, I've had so many people throughout my life say that I was, you know, I couldn't settle down, or I couldn't find, you know, the right job, or I couldn't. And that was everything that was projected at me. Whereas I was having a great time. I was having an absolute ball, and I've worked in so many different industries and I've done so many different jobs. But it was because I wanted to find out what was going on. And it's like, I know so much about different industries and about how they work. And to me, that was the exciting part of business, the adventure.
And that's such a great example, because for me, I actually did find the right job according to everybody else. But if I would have just sticked with that just because it was right for everybody else and from this reality's point of view, that would have actually been me giving up and quitting.
Huh.
I really hope that makes sense to people, because I had an awesome job according to this reality, the right title, the right salary, the right benefits, the right position, the right business card. And for me, that felt like dying slowly. And it's not that I didn't get a lot out of that job, and I learned a lot, and I got way more aware, and I'm grateful for everything it created for me. But if I would have stayed there, I would have been giving up on what I know is possible.
Huh. Thank you for that. So everywhere that you're actually killing yourself and you're drowning and destroying yourself based on everybody else's projections that you're in the right corporate job
yes.
or the right business, whatever it is. And it's like, but in truth, do you wake up and do you love it? And if you don't, what are you doing it for?
Yeah.
It's like, you're actually, that's not quitting. Okay. People go, oh, you quit. And it's like, you quit this great job. No, it's not quitting. That's actually committing to your life. That's choosing something different.
Yeah.
So you've got to be willing to make that change, no matter how many people judge you. At one time I went for a job interview with some friends, and they had this large clothing company, and the guy said, what do you want to do? We've got a few jobs going. And, you know, a lot of them were sort of managerial. And I said, I want a job in the warehouse. And he goes, what do you mean you want a job in the warehouse? And I said, I want to pack the orders. And he's going, you don't want to pack the orders. You don't want to be in the warehouse. You're way too qualified for that. And I said, no, I actually do. I'd been traveling overseas for 3 years, and I'd just come home, and I was so confused about life and what my choice is. So I wanted to get a job in the warehouse, and I had an absolute ball. And I eventually ended up being a manager of the whole entire place. But it was so funny, because everyone knew that I knew every aspect about that business, because I started in the warehouse. I knew how the whole systems worked, and I didn't judge that I'd started there. I didn't judge myself for choosing it. I mean, it was a much lower pay. I never made my choices based on the amount of money that showed up. And how many of you make choices in work by the amount of money that shows up, rather than what do you love? What do you enjoy? Because if you choose what finds you, what brings you joy, the money will show up.
Yeah.
So everywhere you're quitting on your life and quitting on your reality for the sake of money, truth, where you destroy and uncreate it. Times of Godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, Pock and Pot, All Night and Shorts, Boys and Beyond. And thank you so much for joining us, Jonas. On the
thank you.
On this Never Quitting, Never Giving Up Om Times Radio Show with Joy of Business. And I'd love to see you again on here. Thank you so much. Bye, everybody. Phew.